Hi everybody, this is Ronnie Amatron, and we're here for another wonderful program. Oh, today's date is 9th of March 2012, and today is Wednesday. We just got done with our special water charging tonight on our conference call that we have at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and that was very nice. We do light chip healing and water charging with 7 containers of water. So that was tonight's call. Tomorrow we have our a replica decloning call. Remember, the replicas come into you and take up your space because they like to be here and they work with your emotions and your physical pain. So remember, that's how they get you. And it's all mind energy. If you didn't have any thoughts, have no emotions, you could have pain. But mainly they want to get you because of those emotions. So, let's see if Kathy's on tonight. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I am. The week's going fast. It's Wednesday already, May 9th, 2012. And you're listening to bbsradio.com, Creation Lightship Healing. Ron Amatron's our host. And you can be accessed through the bbsradio.com website. You can go to the Creation Lightship page and you'll see not only the information about the call and phone numbers and the station one, station two, but you'll also see below a lotus flower, and then you'll see a lightship insignia and then a light being. It's a beautiful drawing of a face of a light being. So it really helps to have that up because sometimes Ron activates that light being's face during the show. And I see Brian's on the fast chat here, and he's asking, what is a light being? So maybe, Ron, you could start off with discussing just what is a light being.
A light being is a spirit that was created from light, just like you were. Really no difference, except the light beings don't incarnate. At least the ones right now are not, because they're waiting for ascension. And so they're doing special healings on us as we go to the light ship for healings, and that's why we call them a light being. So light beings normally do not ever incarnate. It's there to help out other spirits, other bodies, the physical bodies on this planet and other planets to do healing. So light being, I guess the closest thing to it here, which would not be the same, but the closest thing would be what you might want to call an angel. But that's getting into another venue and whole different information. And it wouldn't really be appropriate to call light being an angel. But that's one way you can kind of associate it if you need to have something that's know about here, mind energy. The light being is pure source energy with the energy of it uncorrupted. No judgment. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
And I'd like to add for Brian and any of the new listeners that Ron Amatron is the only light being in physical form here on this planet now. And he's here to help us with ascension preparation, the true ascension. And that's what this program's about. Ron offers healings and clearings on his website and personally and on the radio programs. His website is creationlightship.com, and it's always a good place to look for information if you have questions, especially if you're new. There's even a link on the homepage about Ron, and everything you need to know about Ron is there. And also, especially about ascension preparation, which is what this is about and what we're focused on, and what Ron has been so dedicated in helping us with all the time. He works 24/7, and these clearings and healings are just a part of what he does. So for all you new listeners, the current listeners, and especially the longtime listeners, really appreciate having Ron, and we understand and hope that you will too. Just give this program a chance. Follow along in the chat room, which is very user-friendly. BBS has provided it. It's click on BBS Fast Chat from the BBS Radio website on this station one, and you'll get right into our chat room. And then you can ask some questions. And you'll find I'm here to read them as much as I can. So if you have questions, anyone, please put them now because the show goes quickly. We only really have an hour. And I did see one question, Ron, from Newbie, the very beginning. Newbie's asking that he or she does not feel the clearings, has done some whole life clearings, and hears from everyone else that they feel them or they react to them, but wonders if everything's all right. Is that normal, Ron? Can you give Newbie some assurance?
Yeah, so, and not everybody feels energies. So it's really kind of up to how your body is sensing, feeling the energies. Maybe after you have a few more clearings, you may start to feel something. That could be a possibility. But the fact that you're not feeling does not mean that your body is super blocked. It might be a little bit, but just know that that's just the way you are and the way your body wants to experience the energies. Maybe body does not want to feel. You may have had some genetic past lives where the body was tortured a lot in each lifetime, and it doesn't want to feel in this lifetime, so it doesn't want to bring forth that energy. That could be a possibility. But just know that once you do the clearing and you hit that, start button, the clearing's working for you, whether you feel it or not. That's true with all absentee clearings, too. People on absentee clearings may not even feel the healing because it comes in so gently that there's no need to disturb somebody's life if it's an absentee clearing. They will feel the results afterwards. The way that you know if the clearing worked is, especially like on the whole lifetime emotional clearing, is after the clearing, look at your issues. See how the issues look toward you. Are they more balanced out? Are they more neutral? Are you non-reactive when you think of something or when somebody talks to you about a situation? Just see if you're non-reactive. If you are, you know that it worked. Sometimes you don't even have to feel the clearing working for you. Remember, a lot of the clearings, let's say that you went on to the satellite clearing to get rid of the aliens that are attacking the top of your head. Well, maybe and elsewhere on your body. You may not feel it as the clearing is working, but you may have the results, which will be more than a feeling because you're going to have energies of your body getting more relaxed. And normally, after you do each clearing, your body will become more relaxed. It almost has to, as your body is in judgment, and it's holding the energies of judgment. And when those energies of judgment gets released, then your body tends to relax more because you have more spirit energy in you to help heal the body. A lot of times people feel tingles or warmth also. So if you don't feel anything, that's perfectly fine. But look at your issues. See how things are moving along for you. Once in a while, it could take longer than a couple of days to actually have the body catch up to the healing. Normally, 2 to 3 days, it's normally fine. Some people, right after the clearing, the next day they wake up, they sleep wonderfully, and they're raring to go with a brand new life, especially on the whole lifetime emotional clearing. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Great, Ron. And Kurt is helping out here by saying he doesn't feel the clearings either, but I have had my life change also. So it's true. Other people will probably put some more comments in, so follow along in the chat room, and now you can see what other people will have to say about it. You don't always feel them. And as ascension. Okay, so another question from Steve in New York City at the very beginning. Ron, he's been interested in the clone clearings and the decloning, and he was wondering if the other clone clearings on the website were the same as doing the clone clearing on the conference calls that you mentioned that you have on Thursday tomorrow.
Well, they're different. Each one has its own purpose. So the ones on the website are for the parallel lives. Naturally, clones live in parallel lives. And it's where you're going off into the Beyondo on cloned planets like this one, and also planets that are from the darkness, and you're living there. So this is why those clearings are there. Each one has a purpose, and each one will do a different type of healing. And the ones that I do tomorrow night, which is Thursday, starting at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, what we have is clearings are designed to work with different locations in your body. So, like tonight, we worked with some basic energies, worked with, this is on the light ship itself, we worked with radiation, we worked with skin cancer, cancer cells, and just many other type of clearings. Now, on the actual ones that we do on the clone ones, it might be kind of similar. Some people have a problem with maybe their tailbone or maybe their hip joints, maybe thyroid, maybe digestive, maybe blood. So we concentrate on what people are requesting. We do those clearings. So that's the way it works. So it's kind of more of a personal clearing. The other one is just to get you out of these areas. And that's the difference. And when you come back to become more of yourself here, then you feel better. Well, that's the whole process. Each one has its place. And, you know, I would personally, if you haven't experienced the one, or even the ones that we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays, definitely get on those calls, because you're going to be amazed how much better you feel afterwards. So back to you, Kathy.
It's true. You do feel wonderful. I mean, I know I do. And a lot of people have given testimony, Steve, as you've been hearing, that the decloning conference calls are very powerful, very strong, very effective. And they're very necessary for the ascension preparation, for our bodies to prepare for that. Another angle, Ron, that I think Steve is looking at, Steve in New York City is looking at, is the parallel life angle. That if he clears the clones from the parallel lives, will he be really better off as far as having a parallel life at all from other planets and other Earths?
Well, it's a very good starting point, but remember, it's you can't. I can't say that if you did it, you know, five times, you're going to be out of those, as the darkness keeps wanting to take us to these different locations. But it will help you. That's why they're on the website, to give you some help, release yourself from these areas that are infecting you the most. So your spirit will help guide the clearings for you as you get onto website to do the clearings on the ones on the website. That's why, you know, they're so beneficial too, because your spirit knows where the danger points are. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, changing subject. Israel has a couple of questions here about spirit. He's asking, can the creation light ship bring together the parts of our spirit when we are out fighting, battling the aliens? I guess Israel's enlisted.
Okay. When you enlist, your body is being taken into future timelines and brought back to this one, and your spirit is with your body during that process, a part of your spirit anyway. So. Are you going to miss the part of your spirit that's out there fighting? Probably not, because you're on another timeline. That timeline is not going to affect this one that much. So you're just helping out to get the things off of the planet here. And we also put up that new free clearing for the Earth Protection clearing to get rid of the aliens that are coming here. I wouldn't worry too much if you're concerned about being out fighting and not being here, because it's perfectly fine, and your spirit can be bilocated instantly. Your spirit can come back to you many more times, say, per second, and the timeline that it's living on. So it doesn't really, nothing to worry about that you're doing two things at once. Remember, your spirit is at the frequency of source energy. And on these timelines here, you're at the frequency of light. That's the light of the darkness. So it's a whole different frequency. Well, back to you, Kathy. That's why you can't see your spirit.
Israel is also saying, I feel extremely relaxed when I listen to Ron live. The information and Ron's healings and clearings, definitely, without a doubt, has changed my life and how I view everything. And other comments, Marcy says that knowing Ron is better than being a millionaire.
That's great. Thank you, Marcy.
And if she was a millionaire, she would help you do more clearings and help more people. And Richard's saying that clones are a much bigger problem than he thought. And
that is true.
Then
yeah.
There's a question.
That was definitely true. Yeah, the clones are a big problem here, yeah.
I think it's bigger than you originally thought, right, Ron?
Yeah, my first clue was when I saw that the people in New York and all the ones that I saw were clones for about 15 minutes. It was very strange. So that was the start of it. Somehow they owned everybody out instantly, and I was able to watch the people before my eyes as I was walking from Penn Station to the New Yorker Hotel around 5 o'clock, which we'll call rush hour, and, you know, it's just constant people. Watching these people, dodging them, and all walking like robots, and, you know, looking at their eyes, nobody's home. So that was quite interesting. That started the process of own a little more seriously. Back to you, Kathy.
Interesting story, Ron. Okay, Q was asking, what's a good way to, I guess he's trying to ask if the water charging is good for a clearing shampoo, but actually I think trying to ask what's a good way to neutralize products that we use on the body and, you know, not just shampoo, but, you know, like, say, medicine or creams or anything that we...
Yeah, I'd say go into the object cleaner. It costs a dollar, and you can even do your food. And any object you can help to clear, make it more body compatible. You just hold on to it, bring the page up, and use the text there in the boxes to write in, and you're all set. So it's a very simple process. Water activation is the same water. We have objects for one type of clearing, water for another.
It's called Personal Object Activation Queue, and it's on the left side of the website, creationlightship.com, under Personal Divine Activation. And Ron, I think I heard a beep. Did we have a caller?
Yes, hi. It's
Hi, go ahead, caller. Can you talk a little louder, please?
Yeah, my voice is a little bit, scratchy. It's Pauline. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Pauline.
Ron, when somebody was making the comment about doing the parallel lives, the first time you ever had that clearing, that was like the third clearing I did with you, and it was so powerful that I still remember it to this day with all the other clearings I've ever done. That was I was so dizzy when you were working on me on the phone, and it happened to be my birthday, and I just did like three clearings with you within a few weeks. All the clone body clearings that you had at the time was just the current life one. I had just done the light infusion chamber. As a matter of fact, I came to the expo when that first year you had the, the light infusion chamber. But before that, the first two clearings I ever had was the emotional body and the centuries. Those were also very powerful. But when you did the parallel lives one, oh my goodness, I just couldn't believe what I felt. And even to this day, it's still more powerful than the timeline crashes for me. Now when I update it, I don't feel it, and I don't dream as much because of when I started with that clearing.
Yep,
so
yeah,
I just wanted to share that.
That's what it's for.
Could I ask a request of you? Because I have a feeling with the clone clearings that the cellular mental is could you give us a sample of that? Because I think that not many people realize we have such a clearing, even though it's online. And I don't think you talk about it that often.
I don't, no. Okay, cellular mental. So
you could explain that to them afterwards, because I don't remember the explanation.
I'll have to think on this one, too. Here we go.
Okay.
Cellular mental clearing. So this is how your cells are connected to mind energy. Okay? So another way of stating that is this is how universal mind connects to your cells. So how the matrix connects to the cells of your body. Here we go, everybody. Let's just do a general clearing here. So I'll do like we have on the website here, the whole lifetime clearing. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. And that's the way the website works with whole lifetime clearings. If you're wondering what I'm saying, that's what it is. And I'll just do the clearing again here. And we'll work with an issue that you might have. And the issue could be an issue that keeps you mind looping. Or maybe you keep having repetitive thoughts which prevent you from moving on into maybe a more positive thought. Remember, the thoughts are still of darkness, but maybe the darkness energy doesn't want you to have a good thought about yourself. So that could also be kind of included, we'll say, in the cellular mental clearing. So here we go. So think of something that you may want to think, maybe only happy once a month, and or maybe you're only happy, maybe you get a paycheck every 2 weeks, you're only happy when you get paid. And after that, you're not. Well, that could also be kind of considered part of that program to keep you stirred up or something like that. So let's release that here. Oh, you want to think of something yourself. Here we go. So 1, 2, I'll just clear it here. I'll count to 10. 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of check out your thoughts right now. Remember, even though they're program thoughts that you have, maybe that program lost the other programs. And what you would like to have is at least a life of maybe a little bit of happiness, which could be from the mind energy making you be happy. Remember, everything is set up for you to basically fail here. And, you know, maybe you had maybe good luck in your life at some point in time, and now maybe you don't have that. So let's do a clearing for that. Let's do a clearing cellular mental for good luck. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. It's up to you guys to see how you're feeling now. And thank you, Pauline.
Wow, Ron, can I just give you feedback right away?
Uh-huh.
That's so funny you mentioned the good luck thing. I had my sister, one time she said, you know, I said to her, I'm so lucky that I don't have health issues. And then she made me feel guilty that I even said it. I didn't mean it to say, ha, 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 you're sickly. But anyways, after that, I, you know, said I was wondering what it's like to suffer because everybody didn't, I never knew what that was like. So I sort of wished that on myself, and even my good luck went away. And so when you just did this clearing, I was already having pains being released out of my heart and then throughout my entire system. I could feel it in my cells. That's amazing.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we got a question from Bill here about the crown chakra closing, or I guess the clearing. So I'll just describe that. We have a clearing on the website which will close down your chakras from radiating energy outside of yourself. So that's the best way to look at it. Sometimes you might think that closing down a chakra would indicate that it's being turned off, and that's not the case. Well, what this does, when you close down your crown chakra, that's the only way that, well, I can't say the only way. That's 100%. I'll say high 90% here, high 90% of the way that the aliens attach to you, because remember, your thoughts are in your head, so they're not going to come into your big toe to connect to the thoughts in your head. They're going to come right to your head and connect to your brain to do robotic programs. So when you close down crown chakra, which is the one on top of your head, number 7, you eliminate that energy that would be coming into you. Get any books out, which I really wouldn't recommend doing, but you probably have seen books anyway, because you don't want to get hooked up either by reading more about this information, about what the crown chakra is for and everything else, because you're going to be getting somebody's belief system, which is attached to mind, because they got it from mind. Maybe that person who maybe wrote that particular book is just regurgitating somebody else. A lot of people are out there on the circuit doing things, writing books, and they're an avid information gatherer, and they don't have any ideas of their own. All they do is claim what they do as their own by stealing information from other people, or taking it. I shouldn't say stealing it, but and all of a sudden they become known because they happen to bring forth this information just by tabulating it. So they're like a Google search person. And anyway, the crown chakra, when it's open, you have those alien connectors coming into you. That's why we have the satellite clearing and the other clearing on the website for your head. I can't recall the name of it offhand. Maybe, Kathy, you have it. But those are two good ones. But the crown chakra one is what you want to have closed, because the books will tell you that this is your connection to the universe. Your spirit comes in to crown chakra. They always show it like this sprinkler system, like of energy, white light coming out of the top of your head, flowing all around your body, nurturing you. Well, it's just the way that the aliens can come into your consciousness, come into you, cause you harm. So what I'll do is an example here. We'll close down your crown chakra for this program. Here we go. It'll be closed for 30 minutes. So, 1, this is if you wish to have it done. 2, 3, 4, there, it's getting closed. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. Get rid of some of those jellyfish tentacles. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So now you should feel better. You should feel like you're not leaking energy out of your top of your head. And you should feel like you have a hat on. In fact, maybe it's like in a sense, like one of those army helmets that kind of covers your whole head. That's the way you should feel. and you should feel more energy into your body now. So it's not leaking out of you, and it's not being open to have the alien life forms outside of there, this unknown reality, unwanted universal travelers. Whatever's out there that wants to get a piece of you, it'll be closed down. Oh, that's what you want to do, is always keep your chakras, the energy from them, to stay inside of your body. You don't need to have it pointed out, 4 to 5 feet in front of you or even further. That's your body energy. You don't want to leak your energy out to anything. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, thank you for that wonderful clearing of the closing of the crown chakra. It is on the website, and it's listed right on the homepage, too. So I think it's an important one. It's called Crown Chakra Cording Disconnection. And the other clearing you asked me about, Ron, that you mentioned was the, I think you're talking about the alien tracking barcode removal, that free one, or else it's the alien head connection removal. Maybe it's that one.
Yeah, the second one was what I was talking about, yeah.
Alien head connection, yeah. That's also on the homepage on the left side in bright yellow, right underneath satellite timeline crash, gray skies, timeline crash, and then there's the alien head connection removal. And I noticed a comment from Joel saying that the Earth protection timeline crash, we should just keep it going continuously because it helps close down the timelines, freezes the timelines, and prevents abductions. So thank you, everyone, for your comments to each other. And lots of comments about that clearing that Pauline generated. Thanks for calling, Pauline. It was about the mental, oh, gosh, what was that called?
Cellular mental.
Thank you. Cellular mental clearing. And I had never heard of it. And that was really interesting to know about. And I also felt it. And even Newby said he felt it. And I'm mentioning Newby because he's the one that wrote at the very beginning and said he didn't feel anything. So a lot of people are feeling that there was a heat sensation, and their ears were burning, face was hot, etc. And that the good luck one felt really good. And so that just goes to show you that the healings are instantaneous and they do work. And when we do them on the radio, and Ron does them on the radio, they will work for the time period that he specifies. So remember that the crown chakra cording disconnection is only going to be good for 30 minutes. So you may want to go and look it up. And let's see. Now let me see some other questions. I see people putting more here. Okay, now Roger, when you did the crown chakra disconnection, Ron was writing at that time, does that clearing close down the Akashic records? Not sure what he means by that.
Okay, well, the Akashic records is typically, I guess the way that they also connect to you through the planets for your natal chart. And so it's just another way that they keep tabs on you. That's the way you need to look at it. So by closing down your crown chakra, it may not get rid of your Akashic records and your soul family and your spiritual contracts and the planets controlling you, but it is going to help you to eliminate some of those controlling energies coming into your body and stealing your life force energy of your body. So that's what it's mainly for, is to keep your energy of your body to yourself. Now, naturally, if they take the energy, what are they giving you in exchange? There's always a give and take. So as they take something, what are they giving you to fill up that gap, that hole in you after they take it out? So always remember that. Another clearing that I don't normally talk about or doing stuff like that is have a mind matrix barcode. They have known that or may not have. I'll do a sample of that one. This is barcode removal that is pretty similar to what we just got through doing with the cellular mental. Also, this is the barcode to tap the mind energy to you to make sure that it stays in place. It's like a tracking signal. So here we go. I'll release just part of that underneath this clearing. So this would be called the mind matrix barcode. I'll count to 10 to release part of this energy here, and then it will be released until the end of the program here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh, that's heavy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So check that one out, everybody. See how that feels for you. And I'll do one for alien blood barcode removal. So this is for the aliens giving you barcodes for your blood. That could very possibly activate in you illnesses. But I can't really say that, but if you had a barcode on your blood and it's not going to have 100% source energy in it like it should, then what's that? What are they doing to your blood? Okay, so it's another tracking energy. Here we go, alien blood barcode removal sample. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we also have, since we're talking about the parallel life, clone bodies on cloned Earth and also cloned planets, those are available in the seven generational clearings. And should be having up shortly here a generic seven generational clearing. So if we don't have one on the website and you think you need to go deeper with an issue, then you're going to be able to use that brand new seven generational generic clearing for a particular issue that you're going to be dealing with. So we have another one here, which I can give a sample of here. And this is called the alien skull removal. That one I probably have never talked about. And this one here, it's rid of the imprinting of alien skulls, okay? And also your skull, the way it is constructed. So we'll see how this works for you. Here we go. So 1, 2, feel your head kind of changing. That could be the reason. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Talking about skulls, we do have a crystal skull energy cording release. So that's called crystal skull energy cording clearing. Let's do that here. So think of one of those skulls that's out there. I think there's 13 of them. And I think most people have heard of the name Max, because that was one of them that's pretty popular, or it's advertised a lot. Here we go. Let's work on Max here. And if you want to get another skull that you've heard of, you can. We'll release this energy, and this will be released from you, you know, to the end of the show here. So here we go. We'll get rid of some of this cording. It could be, you know, a lot of cords, but we'll do what we can do here. So crystal skull cording release from Max. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh man, another one, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll do one more sample here of another clearing. And this one here will probably be a good time to do this here, feeling these energies being released from you, of the fresh and released clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. I thought I did like on the website. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, and 1st chakra cleared. I'll count to 10 to get some more energy released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Those are some clearings that we don't normally talk about. And I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. You just gave us a barrel full of clearings. I had to get up and turn on the fan. I was feeling them. I don't know which one was which. But reading comments in the fast chat, too, and so not really knowing which one they're talking about, because you gave us quite a few, and everyone's appreciating that. So on behalf of everyone, thank you. Holly's saying that she felt jellyfish coming off of her, and that was so amazing. And Nibley felt very interesting sensations in his body. Marianne said the good luck clearing made her feel much better. Connie says a lot of energy was pulled out of her body. Marianne said that was an excellent clearing for good luck. Marcia said that was powerful. About the crystal skulls, Tony says the skulls gave him electric, that skulls clearing gave him electric shocking sensations, and Tom said it was heavy in his head. Torment was going away from the skulls, Robin says. And Cindy says, wow, a wave of tingles started at her head. And Lynn was saying that the barcode blood clearing, thank you for mentioning the clearing, by the way, makes her feel tired. And Gary's asking, how did we get all this stuff stuck on us? So, well, the answer is Ron's here to take it off, and you can use the clearings now. So he gave you some really good tools, and there's lots more tools. One of them is probably the most important, I think, for just general knowing that it's going to get taken care of and you don't have to really think about it or worry about it, is the 8-hour intensive that Ron holds every month. It's 28 hours of healing on the Creation Light Chip. And they're really great because they clear out the alien life forms, the ET energetic parasites that we all have, also known as invisible creepy crawlers. And Ron calls them critters. They're destructive critters, all of which rob us of our life force energy and DNA. The light beings remove the poisons, wastes, and carcasses from our bodies. So it's a very thorough clearing, and it clears out our densities also. This is really important for essential ascension preparation, and Ron makes it very affordable for package prices on the website. You can go look at creationlightchip.com, look under the physical intensives. It will be starting May 12th. That's the preparation one. That's $60, but you can also add the following 3 Sundays and get a discount on the whole thing for the month. So that way you'll be on the light ship in quarantine for a whole month, and they'll be doing all this work on you. And it's real, real important because you can be getting your body back, which we need for ascension. It can be interactive. You can go from room to room with him and request your healing to the light being doctors. And so he does the water charging there too. And it's very beneficial overall. So please check that out. If you're not on the email list, you can sign up for it and get a notification reminder about the physical intensives, the healing sessions with Ron. It's 28 hours for the month, and he just sent the email out. So if you didn't get it, you can either go to the website and sign up under events or special weekly clearings and look under conference calls purchase, and you'll find it there. And PayPal is probably the most efficient way to pay it. Especially if you are waiting for the last minute, you forgot to sign up, you can sign up right there. And it's good to be present if you can, but if not, you can be a registered absentee and let Ron know if you can't be there the entire time every Sunday or the entire time on the Sunday or the Saturday. So that does start Saturday, the four-hour ascension call, and Ron does water charging right away. So have your water ready. And if you do call in and you don't hear anything, just hold on, because that's because they're charging the water or doing a clearing. They'll come back on the phone, and you'll let Ron know you're there. So check that out. And also the conference calls that Ron holds on the weeknight, which would be Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday for $20 each. He told you about the decloning conference call. That's tomorrow, Thursday. And then the other one is Friday. That's the entities clearing removal. So these are all important for ascension preparation. That's why we're here, and this is the most important thing we can be doing for ourselves right now. And he's offering all this for us, different prices, different packages, and different ways to clear and feel better and have a better life, too. So thanks for listening to that. And let me see. Tina had a question here about the seven generations. Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe. She was asking if the victim seven generation was going to be included. And she had put that question, Ron, before you mentioned that there's going to be a generic seven generation clearing coming soon. That's really
clearings.
Great.
Yeah, if you are on the body jumpstart clearings or the prosperity clearings, you can go into the clearing afterwards, after the time runs out, and go in and pay for the unlimited versions of the different clearings, since you already had the initial one. So that can give you an extra benefit if you're choosing to move on and stay with that one particular type of clearing and you want to go further with it and have it and use it all the time. You can go in and do the unlimited after that process is over, and, you know, and the code stopped working for you. But they're good for the new one's good, I think, for 3 months, which is, you know, a long time. But you want to keep on it and keep doing it to feel better. And don't put it off to the very end. Some people might buy it and say, oh, I'll do it next week. You know, well, no, get right on it. It's to change your life. You know, that's the prosperity, I think, jumpstart. And so the new one will be coming up for seven generations, and that should be probably any time now. That is going to be up possibly today. I haven't checked yet, but it's right now hot on the press and going to be put up, if not today or tomorrow, I'm sure it'll be up by the weekend here. So that's so you're able to go in and do whatever you choose to on a seven-generational basis, because sometimes you have to go a little deeper. And the reason why you do a seven-generational clearing is because you would automatically know that your parents and grandparents had that issue, and they handed it down to you and off to you. So that's the way you would find out. Another question, I think from Tina, was about the skull clearing, crystal skull versus the alien skull. The alien skull would be typically attached to you as an energy that they're using to come into your body with. Remember, your skull may have, say, implants on it to do so. And then also, looking at that, that could also, I believe, help to get rid of the alien skulls that you see in clouds. So that's just another clearing, but mainly it's another way you can look at the clearing. It may help offer that too. But mainly I think it's just designed for you. And that clearing was put up a long time ago, so that's why, you know, I did a sample on it here. And let's see here. I think I can do one more clearing here. Let me scroll down to my list of clearings here to help people to bring forth something that you may not know about here, because I don't talk about all the clearings. Scrolling down here. And we have a family imprinting cording removal. So, and then we, I think we also have one for, similar, we have one for siblings, but parents, but this is for your family imprinting. So that's kind of what your family gave you, okay, as far as maybe yes, no, stop, go. You know, you need to do this, do that, do the other, don't do this, and things like that. And you want to break that habit that they gave you. So this is called a family imprinting and then cording, because they are cording you, and they're also putting that imprinting, maybe it could even be called implants in a sense, in you to respond a certain way. So here's a sample of that. So think of something maybe that your family members, the gift that they gave you, whatever that would be, or something that you don't like. Here we go. Releasing this energy. So I'll do like we do normally. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth chakra cleared. Fourth chakra cleared. Third chakra cleared. Second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. I'll do it one more time. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. Okay. Oh, there we go. We also have a food addiction clearing. We've mentioned that a lot. So if you are a fooder, You eat the seafood thing, you know. You like seeing food.
Seafood diet.
Food diet, you know. That's on there too for a food addiction. So anyway, our time's coming to a close here, so we gotta wrap it up. Anyway, our next program on BBS is going to be on station 2, and that will be Friday. And tomorrow is our replica decloning call, and you may want to get on that. And then after that call, we have another radio program on a different network. And that's, you can find that on the top of the website, near the top on the right-hand side. So, everybody, blessings to you. Thank you, Kathy, and hope to see you on the call that's coming up on Saturday, the start of our Healing Marathon Body Rejuvenation Series. So, if you haven't been on it, it'll probably surprise you. So, back to you, Kathy. I'll just sign off here.
Well, everyone, saying thank you so much for all the clearings. They really wanted that natal, that barcode, all the blood barcode, the alien crystal skulls was just terrific. And also the family imprinting hoarding removal produced some reactions that you just did. It seems just incredible. People really feeling things tonight. And I think Robert said it well. He's got a lot of work to do, and how does he figure out what to do next? So thank you so much on behalf of everyone for giving us those wonderful samples, Ron, and those healings.
We have that half-price special. You buy a clearing over $100, and the next one that you want to pick is half-price. So you need to contact me on that if you wish to get the half-price special. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, and see you later. Bye, everyone.
Bye.